thank the Lord he has kept us safe to, in order to worship him together as a family.
赞美他 okay, 他保守了我们的安全我们可以一起像一家人一样的来到他的殿中。
As for this Sunday, I would like to continue to share about the message regarding to the relationship between the Christ and his church.
好了这个星期的话我们继续来接着上次的分享我们要分享一下教会和基督的这个关系。
So I would like to continue to use the same passage I used last month.
好了我也会用上一个月所用的同样的经文来为了今天的正道。
So I would like to read a few verses, and may you read with me if you can read in English. Follow me if you can read in Chinese. Please follow the translation.
好，大家可以用自己习惯的语言，我们一起来读这段经文。
This passage is from Book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands,
你们做丈夫的。
How about if you can read in English, we can all read together.Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. And to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word.
Oh, okay. 你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
Okay, excuse me, is it possible to turn on the monitor there? I'm not sure, is it possible? All right, thank you. And verse 27. And to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
二十七节，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。
After all, no one.Ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body just as Christ does the church.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样。
For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone.
因我们是他身上的肢体，是他的骨，他的肉。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife. And the two will become one flesh.
为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church.
这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着教会，基督和教会说的。
However, each one of you also must love his wife and as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
然而你们个人都当爱妻子如同爱自己一样妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
The same passage carries two teachings.
同样的一段经文它带了两重的教导。
It's a twofold message through this short passage.It not only talk about the relationship between husband and wife, it also talk about the relationship between Christ and his church.
这很短的一段经文，它的双重的教导，它不但讲述了夫妻之间的关系，也讲述了基督和他的教会的关系。
Both try to explain one another. Both try to demonstrate the truth of one another.
他们两者之间的彼此都要解释，而且彼此都要来印证。
Last month, I talked about this passage regarding to how a wife should submit to her husband.
我上一次的正道提到了做妻子的要如何来顺服丈夫。
And also, husband is the head of the marriage, head of the wife.
而且做丈夫的呢，也是婚姻的头，也是妻子的头。
For this principle is a miniature display of the very truth between Christ and the church.
我们刚才提到这个丈夫和这个妻子的关系，也就是基督和他的教会的关系的一个缩影。
Which means Christian marriage should demonstrate the very truth of the relationship between Christ and his church.
也就是说，我们基督徒的这个婚姻的关系，要来表征教会和基督之间的关系。
But now when we look at the second portion of the passage, we realize Paul starts to emphasize the entire passage is really talking about the Christ and the church. And it starts to move into a passage regarding to one should leave his father and mother and to be united with his wife.
好，那我们看到这个经文的这个第二段，我们就看到保罗他要强调的就是丈夫和妻子的关系，也代表了教会和基督的关系，而且他更重要强调的就是做丈夫和妻子要离开父母，并且要和妻子联合。
It talk about in verse 28, in the same way, husbands ought to love their wife as their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself.
在二十八节就这样提到，丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子就是爱自己了。
It later on talk about that no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church.
又提到说，从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，就像基督待教会一样。
It talk about Christ and the church, they are actually be united as one.
就提到就是基督和教会其实是合而为一。
And talk about the church is actually the body of Christ is the flesh and the bone of Christ.
看到教会就像基督的妻子一样，是基督的骨，基督的肉。
When the bone and flesh were used, it's talking about this substance, this material is a living thing.
当我们讲到骨和肉的时候，就表示是一个活的物。
Talk about our relationship with Christ is not anything mechanical.
也就表示我们和基督之间的关系好像不只是一个机械的关系。
It's alive.
是一个有生命的一个活的关系。
Because the bone and flesh, it contains living cells.
因为这骨和肉里面有活的细胞。
Recently, two of my coworkers, they just had their hip replacement.
最近呢，我有两个同事，他们这个髋骨需要置换，做一个这样的大的手术。
So they suffer greatly because their hip bone was deteriorating. So they start to replace with a steel rod for their hip.
因为他们这个髋骨呢，已经逐渐的退化，所以他们很痛苦，他们必须要做一个手术，来用一个金属的这个结构来取代他们的髋骨。
It seems everything will go well, when you put a rod, steel rod into your hip.
好像看上去好像一切都很顺利，当他们把一个金属的一个支架呢来取代他们的髋骨的时候，好像很顺利。
However, there are certain things, there are certain moves they cannot do.
但是其实他们有做了这样的手术以后，他们发现他们有一些动作他们就没有再也没有办法去做了。
They need to be very conscientious about certain moves they do.
他们都非常小心他们的要做的一些动作。
They cannot cross their leg.
他们没有办法那个好像把一个腿放在另外一个腿上。
Because once they cross their leg, it's very possible their steel rod can pop up out of their hip.
他们如果想要这样把一个腿架在另外一个腿上的时候，他们这个放在他们体内的这个金属的支架很有可能就会出来。
Because the steel rod is not a living thing, it cannot fully integrate into the person's body.
因为这个他们放在体内的这个金属的这个支架的话呢，不是他们身体完完全全的一部分，它不是一个有生命的一个活物。
When the church is referring as Christ's bone and flesh, it means we are part of him, and we need to integrate the body of Christ.
当我们说教会是基督的骨，是基督的肉的时候，就表达我们教会是基督的一部分，我们必须要跟他连接联合。
We must have the exact DNA and exact blood type in order to integrate, in order for this body to move naturally.
如果我们要和教会要和基督有完美的联合的话，那我们的血型是要相符的，我们的这个 DNA 也是要完全符合的。
If it's just a purely mechanical things, there's no full integration.
如果只是一个好像一个机械的联合的话，那我们这个联合不是一个有生命的联合，不是一个完美的联合。
And God has chosen us to be part of Christ.
神已经拣选我们成为主耶稣基督的一部分。
And he has chosen us before the creation of the world.
而且是在创世之前就拣选了我们。
And he has chosen us with a very important word Paul has used in the book of Ephesians. He says he has chosen us in Christ.
他也是在基督里面拣选了我们，就像保罗在以弗所书中所说的那样。
Because only if in Christ, then we share the same DNA with Christ, then we can integrate to be part of Him.
我们只有在基督里的时候，我们才可以和基督有完全相同的血型，完全相同的基因，这样我们才可以和他有一个完美的联合。
Then we can represent Christ. We can be His body and represent Him.
也正是在这种情况下，我们才能够像一体一样，我们可以互相的来代表。
Can you imagine God the Father actually has chosen us to represent His Son?
你有没有能够想象，是不是很难想象的一个事情？我们的天父居然选择了我们去来代表他的爱子。
You know, today if we say, I really don't like my body, I probably flip through some magazine and say, I want to pick this body, or I want that to be taller, I want to be stronger.I want to be healthier. I want to jump higher.
也许有些时候你可能在想说，我真的是不喜欢我自己的身体。你在翻杂志的时候说，我喜欢有这样的一个身体，更加强壮的身体，或者可以跳得更高的一个身体。
If we do have a choice.
如果我们有选择的话。
You know, God, He has choice.
你知道吗？神他其实是有选择的。
But He rather choose us to represent His Son.
但是他却拣选了我们，要我们来代表他的独生爱子。
Even though during our growth of sanctification, we were full of failures, we were full of weakness, but God said that's okay.
尽管我们在我们成圣的道路上的时候，我们还是有很多的污秽，但是神还是拣选了我们。
I decide to choose you to represent my son.
他决定了拣选我们来代表他的独生爱子。
If we are his bone and flesh.
如果我们是他的骨，是他的肉，
It means there is no reason why we exist without Christ.
就表达说，如果没有基督的话，我们的存在就没有任何的意义。
Just like if you go to supermarket, you see meat package and you see bone.
就像你去超市的时候，你看到有卖肉的，有卖肉骨头的。
It means nothing. There is no life behind it. The existence of those just to feed you, but it is not alive.
那些东西的话可以是让我们能够得到营养，但是那些东西本身已经没有生命。
That means the church without Christ, it has no meaning. And there is nothing for us to be presentable.
就说如果没有基督的话，那我们的教会就没有任何的意义，我们也没有任何可以去代表的。
And this is the reason John in his book, First John, he said, whoever has son has life.Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life.
这就是约翰在他的约翰一书中有这样说到，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
And we must understand the sole purpose of the existence of church is actually for Christ.
我们必须要知道，我们教会其实存在的一个唯一的意义，就是为了基督。
If we think about the first reference regarding the flesh and bone,
如果我们想象我们前面所提到的这个是他的骨，是他的肉
，then we will understand this truth.
我们就能够真正的明白这样的一个真理。
Who was the person has been referred as the flesh, as the bone?
谁被提到说是骨是肉呢
？Who is the person has been referred as the flesh and the bone?
有哪一位被提到说是 骨是肉。
Eve.
因为是夏娃。
And you know, the only existence, the purpose of the existence and the creation of Eve is for one person.
夏娃她存在，她被创造的这个目的就是为了一个人。
Who's that?
那这个人是谁呢？
Adam.
就是亚当。
And the only living purpose of Eve is to work out the will of God.God has been giving to Adam.
夏娃她存在的目的，她的意义就是要和亚当一起来成就神所设立的旨意。
Paul is saying, we, those believers, have been called out from the world. Our existence, all our sole purpose together is to be integrated with Christ.
保罗说了，我们都是被呼召出来的人。我们的目的就是要能和主耶稣基督一起联合。
And to fulfill the will of God.
就是为了成就神的旨意。
I've seen many couples, once they get married, they get annoying whenever other people see her or him and ask about their spouse.
很多时候我看到有些结婚的一些夫妻，当他们出去和人见面的时候，他们觉得如果有人说你的先生在什么地方，或者你的太太在什么地方的时候，他们感到非常的恼火。
And they feel, why don't you ask me? Why, when you see me, why you check on my husband or check about my wife? I'm here.
他们可能会说我已经在这个地方，你为什么还要去问我的先生或者我的太太在什么地方呢？
But the fact is, when you showed up, people will associate you with your spouse.
我想事实就是，当你出现的时候，周围的人就会把你和你的先生或者是和你的太太联系在一起。
Paul wants to say this is the same for Christ and his church.
保罗他所要说的就是同样的情形发生在教会和基督的关系上。
Because Christ is the head, we the church is his body.
保罗说基督是教会的头，我们是基督的身体。
When the world sees the body, they will ask, where is the head?
当世界看到身体的时候，他们就会问头在什么地方。
Actually, they should see the body, they realize that there is head, and they actually also see the head.
其实当他们看到这个身体的时候，他们就知道身体以外还有一位头，而且他们也看到了头。
And that's from the world point of view.
这就是一个属世的一个观念。
You know, from God the Father point of view, when he sees Christ, he also sees his body. He also sees the church.
但是从天父的眼光来看，当他看到了耶稣的时候，他就看到了基督的身体，也就是看到了教会。
That means wife represents the husband.
也就表示说，妻子可以代表丈夫。
The husband also represents the wife.
做丈夫的同样也可以代表妻子。
To God,
对神来说
，Christ actually represents us.
基督就代表了我们。
For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering and so condemn sin in the flesh.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣他的儿子，自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
What does this mean?
这段话代表什么意义呢？
That means the Holy Father needs to condemn the world because we have sinned.
这就表示说我们圣洁的天父他要来审判这个世界，因为世界犯了罪。
But now the husband showed up.
但在这个时候做丈夫的出现了。
And God said because you are the husband, you represent your wife, and you will be sin offering.
在这个时候做丈夫的出现了，神就说你是做丈夫的，你代表了你的妻子，而你就可以成为那赎罪祭。
You are in the likeness of sinful flesh.
你就取了一个罪身的形状。
So because you showed up, I'm going to punish you as I punish the entire human sinful race.
因为你的出现，所以我对整个人的定罪就定在了你的身上。
So to God, Christ and the church They are one.
所以在神的眼中，基督和教会合一。
And to the world,
对这个整个世界来说
，We represent Christ.
啊，我们也代表了主耶稣基督。
Before Jesus ascend to heaven,
当在主耶稣基督升天之前
，He was the light of the world.
他是世界的光。
And yet he told his disciples and followers and believers, say, "You are the salt and of the earth. You are the light of the world."
他也对我们说，对他的门徒说，你是你们就是世界的盐，做世界的盐，做光。
That means when Jesus ascend to after Jesus ascend to heaven, we represent him.
也就表达说，当主耶稣基督他升天以后，我们将来代表主耶稣基督。
Because we are husband and wife.
因为我们是夫妻的关系。
We represent each other.
我们互相代表。
When husband and wife are together,
当夫妻在一起的时候
they also enjoy the right and privilege of one another.
啊，他们也能够享彼此有享受。
No one ever questioned a particular wife, saying, "Why are you driving your husband's car?"
啊，我想没有人会问说，哎，做妻子的你为什么去开你丈夫的车呢
？Why are you living in your husband's house？
啊，你怎么住在你丈夫的家中
？And no one will ask the husband why are you taking your wife's cell phone？
啊，也没有谁会指责这个做丈夫的说，哎，你怎么拉着你妻子的这个手机呢？
Because they two, they share everything together. They are husband and wife. They are one.
啊，因为他们作为夫妻的，他们分享一切。
And we have all the privilege and rights.
我们有
because of Christ.
我们因为主耶稣基督的缘故，我们拥有一切的他的恩典，他的资源，他的权柄。
Do you know the church is so powerful?
你知道教会可以有如此的权柄，如此的能力吗？
Do you know we have all the rights?
你知不知道我们有所有的这些权利
？The rights Jesus is giving to us.
你知不知道我们有一切的主耶稣基督给我们的权柄
？Because we are His wife.
因为我们是他的妻子。
It's automatic power attorney.
就像一个好像我们自动的就有了这样的一个权利。
Jesus said, "Very, very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than this, because I am going to the Father."
他们说，若
我实实在在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且做要比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。Jesus was saying.I didn't finish my work here.
主耶稣说我还没有做完我的工。
When I'm about to go to the Father, after that, you will do the same and even greater.
他说当我要到天父那去以后，你要做同样的事情，而且要做得更大。
And don't worry, I'm going to give you the power.
他说你不用担心，我会给你的权柄。
And I'm going to give you the right.
我会给你同样的这样的一个能力和权柄。
And this is why in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18, say, "Truly I tell you, whoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven."
这就在马太福音的18:18这样说到：我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
What a power!
多么大的一个权柄！
Whatever you have seen in the book of gospel,
你在福音书中所看到的一切
，all the power that Jesus has performed,
所有的主耶稣他有的权柄和能力
，all his love and wisdom and forgiveness,
他所有的爱，他的所有的智慧
，all this acceptance,
所有的他的接纳。
Jesus said, "I'm going to give the same attribute and the power and the character. I'm going to give this to church, so you can do the same as I have done on this earth."
主耶稣说，我要把这一切这些权柄、这些能力、这些爱都交给教会，所以你们可以做同样的事情。
And Jesus said, "All the authority has been given to me."
主耶稣说，所有的权柄都已经给了我。
And therefore. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去，要使万民都做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
If there's no relationship between the husband and wife,
如果丈夫和妻子之间没有关系的话，
this verse does not make any sense at all.
那刚才我们读到的这段经文的话就没有任何的道理。
Because it talks about all the authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus.
因为这里说到的是天上地下所有的权柄都给了主耶稣。
So?
这有什么呢？
What's up with the church?
这个和教会有什么关系呢？
And following Jesus say to the church, all the believers, now go and make disciples of all nations.
接下来主耶稣就对他的门徒说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Where's the authority and power?
所有的权力，所有的权柄在什么地方？
Now Jesus is saying, because I have all the authority, now you can do it.
主耶稣他在这里所说的就是因为我有这样的权柄和能力所以你也有
Because the head has all the authority has given that to his own body the body just go and execute
因为做头的有这样的权柄和能力他把权柄和能力给了他的身体所以他的身体也可以有同样的权柄和能力
We have all the abundance in Christ
我们有从主耶稣基督来的所有的丰盛
And we have all the privilege and obligations.
我们有所有的这些恩典，我们有所有的这些，但是有这样的责任。
The power comes with obligation.
我们知道这些能力都是带来了有责任、义务。
We don't need to envy what Jesus has done.
我们不需要好像看到主耶稣基督他做的一切事，我们就感到很嫉妒。
Jesus loves us so much, he has given all the right and power to us, sinners. We are not worthy to have it, but he gave it to us.
尽管我们是罪人，我们并不配得，但是我们看到主耶稣，他爱我们到了一个地步，他把一切的权柄，一切的能力都给了我们。
Because he sees us as his wife.
因为他看我们在他的眼中，我们就是他的心腹。
But then we better ask a question.
但是我们接下来就要问自己一个问题。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, Paul says, so you too become one, just like Christ and the church.
在以弗所书第五章，主耶稣也说到说，你们夫妻要合而为一，成为一体。
But why in the world, Paul include the verse saying, leave His father and mother in the verse.
但是为什么保罗在这里又说到说要离开父母呢？
What's up with leaving the father and mother has anything to do with Christ and the church?
离开父母和主耶稣基督和教会的关系有何相干呢？
Paul is saying we the believers we were once in the world.
因为保罗告诉我们说我们作为信徒的，我们曾经也是属于这个世界。
The world was once our home, our house.
这个世界，这个属世的世界，曾经也是我们的家。
And John wants to tell us, if you belong to the world, it would love you as its own.
因为保罗就告诉我们说，如果我们是属于这个世界的话，我们就会爱这个世界。
As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you, Jesus said.
耶稣说，你们不再属于这个世界，我从这个世界当中把你们拣选出来，所以这个世界就会恨恶你们。
So we, the believers, we once belong to the world. We feel we like the world. We like all the value system. We enjoy the world.
所以我们作为我们信徒其实我们按照我们的本性我们真的是不愿意离开这个世界我们爱这个世界我们爱这个世界的价值观和一切
But Jesus called us out of the world We have to leave our parents' home
但是主耶稣基督他把我们从这个世界当中呼召出来，让我们离开父母，就是离开这个世界。
In the same way how Rebecca left her household.
就像列百加他是怎么样离开他的父家。
In the same way how Ruth left her household.
就像路德他是如何离开他自己的父家。
They want to commit themselves into their husbands.
他们要把他们自己完全的奉献给他的父家。
They no longer belong to the world they used to live.
他们已经不再属于他们曾经生活的那个世界，属于他们新的，他们属于他们的丈夫。
Remember, I talk about the church is like the flesh and bone.
记得我们刚才说的吗？我们教会就像是骨，像是肉。
In order to be part of someone's body, the DNA must be perfectly matched.
我们要成为某一个人他的骨肉，成为他身体的一部分的话，那我们的这个基因都必须要完美的吻合。
And yet we, the believers, we have the old DNA of the world.
但是我们基督徒，我们其实还有我们从老的旧的世界里面的那个基因。
And therefore we need to be cleansed.
所以我们必须要得到洁净。
To wash away everything old, that everything doesn't belong to this new body.
得把我们的一切不属于这个新身体的一切的旧的东西要给洗净。
And this is the reason why before breaking the bread each time, when we take the bread each time, we must do one thing first.
这就是我们为什么我们每次领圣餐的之前，当我们在擘饼之前，我们要做一件事情。
We must repent and re-examine ourselves before we take the bread.
必须要反省，我们要省察我们自己。
Because any element doesn't have the DNA of Christ shouldn't take the bread, shouldn't be in the church. The church cannot function as Christ's body naturally if it involves the DNA doesn't belong to Christ.
因为如果我们没有像主耶稣基督那样的 DNA 的话，基因的话，我们就不应该去领这饼领这杯。如果教会没有主耶稣基督他的基因的话，我们就没有办法正常的运作。
And then we ask another question.
这时候我们就问另外一个问题。
Now we talk about the wife left her home.
我们讲到说做妻子的要离开她的父家。
How about Christ?
那基督呢？
A very well-known verse, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave.His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
我们很熟悉这段经文，就是约翰福音的三章十六节，说到神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
What did the God the Father do?
我们天父他做了件什么事情
？What did He do?
他做了什么？
He gave.
他赐给。
He gave it out.
他赐给我们。
This is how God showed his love among us, that he sent his one and only son into the world that he might live through, they might live through him.
这也就是我们的天父他来表达他对我们的一个爱，他差派他的独生爱子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
What did God the Father do?
我们的天父他做了什么
？He sent.
他有差派。
He sent his son out.
他差派他的爱子出来。
For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son like the likeness.Of sinful flesh to be a sin offering, and so he condemned sin in the flesh.
律法经营肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣他自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉身中定了罪案。
Again, God sent.
同样我们看到这里说的是神他差遣他的爱子。
He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us.How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Do you know what does this mean?
你知道这意味着什么吗？
It means when God sees the world,
意味着当天父看这个世界的时候
He loves us so much,
他是如此的爱我们
He wants to save us back,
他要拯救我们所有的人
He does not want us to be perished,
他不愿意我们沉沦，不愿我们灭亡
So he gave his son for us.
所以他舍了他的儿子给了我们。
And meanwhile, we are still thinking about our own agenda in this world.
但是很可惜的是，我们在这个世界上，我们还在想着我们自己要做的计划。
But God gave His Son for us, left Him to give His Son to us to die for us.
但是我们看到天父他已经赐给他的独生爱子给我们，叫我们一切信他的可以不至灭亡。
No wonder when Jesus was hanging on the cross, his last words, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这就不难理解。当主耶稣他被钉在十字架上的时候，他大声的有喊着说，以利以利，拉玛撒巴，各大尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么要离弃我？
In certain aspect, God gave his son.And his son left him for the new marriage.
从某种角度来说，我们看到神赐给了我们他的儿子。
It sort of explains how we should be parents ourselves.
这也告诉我们说，我们该怎么样去，也教导我们该如何为人父母。
Sometimes we treat our child as our best friend.
有些时候，我们把我们的孩子当作我们最好的朋友。
When we have an argument with our husband and wife, we try to share our sorrow or our madness with our child. We build up the bonding that way.
有些时候，当我们和我们的配偶有争吵的时候，我们愿意把一些心里话或者我们心中的不满的话给我们的小孩子去分享。我们要建立这样的和我们小孩子建立的这样的关系。
We build a strong bond with our child.
有些时候我们就这样的话，我们跟我们的小孩子建立了一个很强的一个关系。
You know, if our spouse still alive,
但是我们要知道，如果我们的配偶还在的话
，that person should be our best friend and no one else.
我们最好的朋友应该是我们的配偶，而不是别人或者是我们小孩子。
Not our child,
不是我们的小孩子。
Because we create a great burden on our child.So later on, when they have their own marriage, they cannot be independent. They still want to go back to us.
因为如果我们那样的话，我们很有可能会在我们的小孩的身上有一个很大的、极大的一个负担。所以当他们以后要成家的时候，他们没有办法能够独立。
Parents should edify and build up our child so one day they can be independent to be their spouse's best friend, to be their shelter, to be their helper.
我们该做的是，我们要来建造我们的儿女，好让他们以后成为他们自己配偶的最好的伙伴，也成为他们配偶的最好的供应。
There's a story in the Reader's Digest.
在这个读者文摘上有一个这样的一个故事。
It goes like this.
故事是这样的。
We were visiting friends when they received a telephone call from their recent married daughter.
就是我们在去拜访我们一个朋友的时候这个主人家呢他们刚刚接到了一个他们刚刚新婚的女儿的一个电话。
After several tense minutes on the phone, the mother told the father to pick up the extension.
他们在这个做母亲的呢在电话上和女儿有一个这样很紧张的一个这样的讨论。随后这个妈妈就叫这个爸爸去接电话。
The newlywed, it turns out the newlywed had their first big fight.
原来是他们新结婚的这个女儿和她的先生有了一个很大的一个冲突。
After a few moments, the father rejoined us and tersely explained.
当过了不长的一段时间以后父亲又重新回到我们当中然后给了一个很简单一个解释。
Well, my daughter wanted to come home.
她就说我的刚结婚的这个女儿呢她想要回家。
What did you tell her? People ask.
我们就问他说，哦，那你这个想回娘家的这个女儿，有这样说想回娘家，你怎么回答你女儿的呢？
I told her she was home.
我就告诉她说，其实你现在已经在家中。
This is what parents supposed to be.
这就是做父母的时候应该做。
Once our child married,
当我们的儿女结婚以后
they have their own home.
当他们成家以后他们有自己的家。
They belong to one another, they are sacrificing each other, they represent one another, they have a great fellowship of one, with one another.
他们和他的配偶互相的代表，有互相的有这样的 付出，也互相的有这样的享受。
And they must share the same DNA together.
他们互相之间要有同样的基因。
So, what can church do?
所以我们教会 有什么可以做的呢？
We need to know, we need to cleanse ourselves.
我们要做的就是我们要必须要来洁净自己。
In the passage we just read, Paul said, we need to cleanse ourselves with word, with water and word.
我们经文当中也读到过，说保罗说我们要用神的话，要用水来清洁我们。
We don't really understand what does water refer to.
我们也许并不完全明白这个字的水代表了什么样的含义。
But we do know the purpose of the water.
但是我们知道水的目的何在。
It's to cleanse ourselves.
就是为了要洁净我们。
To wash away all the dirt we are getting involved with.
就洁净我们身上一切的污秽。
And the word is to help us to have the life of Christ, to have his DNA imputed into us.
这个话的话就是要让我们能够有主耶稣基督他的基因，要让他的生命注入到我们的生命当中。
And how can we wash the dirt of this world?
我们怎么样才能洁净我们在这个世界上所有的所有的污秽呢？
As a church,
我们作为一个教会来说，
I would say we constantly re-examine the motivation we do things.
我想我们要做的就是我们必须要一直再来反省我们所做的一切的事情的动机。
Is it really for my husband?
是真的是为了我们的丈夫吗？
Or is for our selfish gain?
是只是为了我们自己的一些自私的理由呢？
Or is for my own self-comfort?
这是为了让我自己的一些自私的一些感受吗？
After all, we must remind ourselves, we are married.
我们必须要能够时刻的提醒我们
都是成家的。 I cannot go out there and date anyone. I am married. I'm married to Christ.
我们已经跟我们的主耶稣基督，我们是成家结婚了，我们不能再在外面。
And once we recognize we're truly married,
当我们如果真正的能够明白我们已经是成家的，
Let us remind ourselves,
让我们来提醒我们自己，
We are Mrs. Christ.
我们是基督太太。
We have all the right.
我们也有从基督来的所有的权柄。
And we have all the obligation.
我们也有所有的这些义务责任。
We have the obligation to preach the gospel.
我们有这样的一个义务，我们要去传福音。
And we have the right to bound anything doesn't belong to the kingdom of heaven.
我们有这样的权柄，我们可以去捆绑一切不属于天国的。
We have the right to comfort someone.
我们也有这样的一个权利，我们去安慰他人。
We have the right and power to heal someone.
我们有权利，我们有这样的能力去医治他人。
We have the right to lead others to repentance before Christ.
我们有这样的权利，我们可以带人悔改信主。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
I'm going to turn the time to our worship team.